98, the designated hitter, number 25, Sam Mollett. Playing third.
Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity baseball game. We are at Central Catholic High School. Tonight's ball game features the Twin Lakes Indians and the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention a little bit about the Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, school enrollment 769, class 3A, sectional 20. They played two ball games. They're 1-1. And we'll mention they're getting ready to play the ball game here. They're announcing the starting lineups. We'll do the same. Central Catholic High School, Mission Enrollment 293, Class 2A, Sectional 38. They are also 1-1 on the season. We're missing the starting lineup first for the Twin Lakes Indians. They'll bat like this. Center fielder, number 17, he'll bat first. That's Maverick Arthur. Batting second will be the right fielder, number 18, Ethan Bousman. Batting third will be the shortstop, 16, C.J. Brummett. Batting fourth will be the catcher, number 11, Tanner Coble. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, number 21, Jaden Franciscina. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, number 8, Tristan Robertson. Batting seventh will be the first baseman, number 27, Luke Deno. Batting eighth will be the designated hitter, number 25, Sam Smolik. Playing defensive position for the designated hitter will be number 14, Alan Miller. He'll be at third base. And batting ninth, playing second base, number 28, Ian Bousman. Getting ready to start the ball game here. Shortly, they're going to give it an attempt. Central Catholic will be in the field. We'll mention pitching tonight will be Ben Mazur. He'll wear number 27. His catcher will be number three, Jackson Kane. At first base will be Justin Brady, number 32. Second base, Owen Munn, he'll wear number 12. At shortstop, Evan Deanhart, he'll wear number 24. Third base, Ryan Schumer, number 7. In left field, number 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, Bren Robbins, he'll wear number 33. In right field, it'll be Caden Minnick, he'll wear number 20. Central Catholic Knights are going to put some dirt dry. They are having an umpires meeting at home plate. Coach Bourdonnais, Coach Burton, and two umpires on the diamond exchanging cards right there, lineups with each other. It's going to be a ball game right here. It's going to be scheduled for the first game in the Hoosier West Division. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Tonight's scheduled for the game right here. Tomorrow night, they are scheduled to play at Twin Lakes High School. They'll play home and away. The majority of these conference games scheduled to be on Tuesday, Wednesday format. And we'll look to at least start this game. We're talking about, I was talking to David Kramer. David Kramer checked his phone. He checked the weather on the phone and said thought it was going to be about a 6 o'clock rollover for these clouds dropping some rain. They're saying might be 6:45. So they're going to give it a valiant effort, absolutely. They're putting dirt dry around home plate right now. Flag is kind of waving from right to left a little bit. Probably temperature not quite where they'd like to have it, but it'll be playable, better than it was a couple of nights ago. Friday night was kind of chilly. Last Tuesday was even more chilly. But baseball in the Midwest is something, if you want to play, you get to play the way it is. And should be a good way to go. If you talk about Midwest, Terry.
Well, just football weather. They got him out here in October, early November, you know. But we start getting a break in the weather, seems like.
We had that football weather with Central Catholic in that tournament. I think it was a tournament game, and that snow came in pregame and went left to right across the field. but it didn't really snow during the game, but it was pretty at the beginning of the pregame.
Yeah, but those are the unexpected things, you know, and you just got to, you're already here, you try to play through it, and if you do it, just like tonight, both teams are here, Twin Lakes came a long way down here, so if at all possible, try to get this game in, you know.
That'd be good. Got a conference game, means quite a bit. Definitely got to play this conference game for the most part. I mean, it doesn't, it's not written in stone, but it's kind of a prerequisite to play these conference games. Central Catholic Knights out in front of their dugout. There I'm talking about taking the field. The rain's coming down. It's not real, it's not as much as it was. It was coming down a little bit harder a while ago, but it's still coming down. They're going to take the field. Ben Major is going to go to the mound. He's going to start this ball game. Ben Major starts this game, we'll mention. He's got two innings under his belt, but we're going to talk about opening prayer and national anthem, absolutely. We'll set this down.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Getting ready for baseball. Umpire's going to take their respective positions. Jogging out. They're going to wear the dark blue customary for high school baseball. They've got their over jackets on. Red, white corner screens right there on their shoulder. Ben Major going to start this ball game for Central Catholic. Ben Major, two innings under his belt this early season. He's appeared in one ball game. That's a note here. They are a bit wet on the right side. I think our notes are better on the other side of the table. But Ben Major is going to start on the rubber tonight. Right-handed pitcher. Ben Major to the hill. 6'2", 185. A junior. Takes some right-handed warm-ups. Working the ball around the diamond. Left to right to working it right there, Justin Brady at first base. In some warm-up practice on the diamond. Twin Lakes getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. Thankful to have a roof over our head. It's temporary. It's a tent. It's about 10 by 10. We're thankful that has been set up. But it's not completely foolproof because rain still gets in. We got some damp notes. So we'll do the best we can to talk about the ball game. Try to get proper nouns in when we can. Got to mention them. Notes are going away, but we'll do the best we can. So they throw the ball down. They throw it around the infield. Chilly ball game. First base coach going to be warm right there. And getting ready to step in here momentarily is going to be Maverick Arthur. Maverick Arthur going to step in the batter's box. He'll be the leadoff batter in this contest. He wears number 17. He's got one hit on the season. He's got a single. He's got 8 plate appearances. He's got 7 official at-bats. He'll step in. 6:06 on the wristwatch. First pitch from Mazur. Low for ball 1. Baseball on a Tuesday at Central Catholic High School. Here's a whine for Mazur. He checks the signal in the delivery. Pitch comes in just outside a ball. Count goes 2-0. Signals at third base. Very few given. Stepping back in, Maverick Arthur. Next pitch comes right down Meridian. Fastball, strike 1. 2-1. Then Mazur adjusts his cap. Here comes the fourth pitch to Arthur. Right down Meridian, right below the kneecaps. Right there, count goes even at 2-2. 2-2. First batter in the ballgame, Maverick Arthur. Pitch comes in, just misses. Ball 3. Count goes full at 3-2. Stepping back in, Maverick Arthur. Here's the whine for Mazur. Here's the delivery. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 1 out, he'll go down swinging. They'll throw it around the infield right there. 1 out here in the bottom of the first, the top of the first inning. We'll mention Frankfurt was the home team the other night. But this is going to be just the regular way here at Central Catholic. Tomorrow, it'll be Twin Lakes at home. Here comes the two-hitter, Ethan Bausman. Going on foul ball right side off the fence. Count goes 0-1. Ethan Bausman playing right field, wears number 18. They'll set back in, right-handed batter. Twin Lakes wearing the gray uniform, Central Catholic with the white. Foul ball near the same area. A little bit higher pop. Foul territory, count goes 0-2. Mazur adjusts his cap, trying to wipe some moisture on his pants. Here comes a 0-2 pitch to Bausman. Breaking pitch, broke low, ball 1. 1-2. At the plate, Ethan Bausman. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, wind up, here's a delivery. Breaking pitch, must have just missed. Count goes even at 2-2. 1 out. We're in the top of the first inning. Twin Lakes batting. Here comes the delivery from Mazur. Strike 3. He'll go down looking, and there's 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. They throw it around the horn coming into bat. Going to be a 3-hitter, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett playing the shortstop position today. He wears number 16. He'll step in. He'll bat left-handed. Pretty good stocky young man. Has some good build. Pretty good poised stance. First pitch comes in. Outside edge. Called strike. Berman's got that approach. He'll lift the foot, and he'll drop it on contact. He's got a good-looking swing. We'll see it here momentarily. There it is. That is a good swing. Foul tip. Back to the screen, count goes 0-2. Number 16, C.J. Brummett, shortstop, 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Ben Mazur. Swung on, he'll take a fly ball, foul out of play, left side, he'll go the other way with it. He's got a strong swing. I will mention, neither of these teams have hit a home run on the season quite yet. They played 2 games each. Here comes the wind and delivery. Breaking pitch stays outside. Count goes 1-2. Aggressive hitter at the plate, C.J. Brummett is up there to hit. Count goes 1-2, appearing in, looking at signals. There comes a pitch from Mazur. Might have been a breaking pitch outside. Misses. Count goes even at 2-2. Step back to the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. There comes a 2-2 pitch to Brummett. Ball outside, high and away. Count goes full. On deck is Tanner Coble, the catcher. Brummett steps back in. 3-2 count. Mazur going to step off the back of the rubber. He'll adjust the cap, front and back. He'll step back on. He gets the signal from Kane. Here comes the delivery. High and away, ball four. Brummett will go down to first base runner in the ballgame. We're top of the first inning. He's going to clean his shoes off right there. Jogging into to do the batting at home plate. Catcher's position today. That'll be Tanner Coble, right-handed batter, wears number 11. Pretty quick lead right there. Brummett at first base, working from the stretch. Ben Mazur, first pitch. Coble, breaking pitch, called strike. Four-hitter, Tanner Coble. Back on the rubber, working from the stretch. Mazur, he'll check first base out of the stretch. Set position. Pickoff move, back to first base. And there, head first, he's safe. Justin Brady takes the throw, not much of a tag. Count goes 0-1, back on the rubber. Stretch position, now the set. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. I take that back, count goes even at 1-1. First pitch, no swing for the four-hitter, Tanner Coble. Counts even at 1-1. Set position, Mazur. 1-1 pitch goes high. Count goes 2-1. The rain has subsided. The weatherman is good. David Kramer was correct. They said about 6:45 it's going to evacuate a little early. Hopefully it'll stay away. 6:13 on the wristwatch. Here's the pitch. No pickoff move. First base. Back safely is Brummett. No tag by Justin Brady. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Set position for Mazur. Here comes a 2-1. High for ball three. Right-handed batter, four-hitter, Tanner Coble steps out, looks for signals from Coach Burton. No signals given. Steps back in, two outs. We're in the top of the first inning. Swing and a miss. Coble, count goes full at 3-2. Brummett wiping the dirt off of his backside. Here comes the set. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. It's like a poke to right field. He'll punch it. It's going to be a fair ball. Just on the line, Minnick throws it in. And Brummett ends up at third base, and it's going to be a base hit off the bat of Tanner Coble. Punched it, just trying to stay alive, trying to tap the ball. He punches it the other way down the right field line. Picked up by Minnick, he tosses it in first base. Ben Mazur is going to ask for a new baseball. Ball across the grass, going to collect some moisture. And they're going to check right there, jog out. We're going to see a base runner coming out for the catcher. Tanner Coble will put his gear on. Coming out to do the running, going to be number 44, Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur going to maybe be the courtesy runner for the catcher. In today's ballgame, at least for a while, Tanner Coble putting his gear on. Runners on first and third, two outs. Ben Mazur checks the runner at first base. Stepping into bat, Jaden Franciscina. First pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, swing and a miss. Franciscina will be on the hill in the bottom half of this inning. They'll do the pitching. Franciscina steps back in, five hitter. Pickoff move, first base. Tag applied, back safely, head first. Is the courtesy runner, Landon Arthur. Brummett at third base. Runners on the corners, two outs, top of the first. Set position, Ben Mazur. He'll try pickoff move, first base, a little bit closer. Pretty good move, not quite the velocity he's available to throw. Good velocity throw right there, might have got him. Check the runner out of the set, of the check, I should say. There's the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to be a line drive rope over second base. Going to go into right field. Minnick picks it up, hits the cutoff out near second base. That's Evan Genhart. Run comes in to score, first run of the ball game. Number 16, Brummett. C.J. Brummett across home plate. RBI single off the bat of 21, Jaden Franciscina. Franciscina might be jogging off the diamond. Coach Burton looking for somebody, I think, in the dugout. He may make a change right here for the runner at first base. May not. Yes, he's going to get a pinch runner here. Might be the courtesy runner for Franciscina during the ball game for the most part. So Franciscina will put his glove on. He'll come out to pitch. And stepping in, going to do the running for Franciscina, is number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton, I've been told before the game, no relation to Coach Jake Burton. Stepping in, right-handed batter. It's going to be Tristan Robertson, the left fielder. He wears number 8. Runners on first and second base, two outs. Top of the first inning. Pitch jumps in, swing and a miss. Tristan Robertson. Pretty good healthy swing right there. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batter Robertson steps back in. Mazur from the set. Pitch comes in just outside the ball. Count goes even at 1-1. Two outs. Top of the first, one run in. Check second base out of the set. The delivery, curveball, breaks low, swing and a miss. Down goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners on first and second for Twin Lakes. One run in. Breaking pitch, low in the dirt. Gets by the glove of Kane. Jackson Kane finds it in the grass, left side of him. And they'll get a new baseball inserted. Goes across that grass. And runners are on each base. So drop third strike. Reaching first base is Tristan Robertson. Stepping in the bag going to be the first baseman, Luke Denno. He wears number 27. He'll bat to seventh position. Checking the runners, working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch, thigh high, strike one. No balls, one strike, two outs. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur, now the set. Pitch comes in just a bit high, count goes 1-1. Luke Denno, spelled D-E-N-O, the same as Nate Denno, one of the assistants, I should say, in the AD department for Central Catholic. Here's the set. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, stepping back in. Luke Denno, first baseman. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strikes. The Knights will get out of the inning. They give up one. Brummett crosses the plate. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Central Catholic Knights getting ready to bat. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons, Target Sports. That's in Main Street of Sheridan. Stepping to the rubber, going to pitch for Twin Lakes, wearing number 21. That's Franciscina. That's Jaden Franciscina. There goes a man. I was told his pronunciation. Got several letters in that name, Franciscina. And he'll do the pitching for Twin Lakes Indians. He wears number 21. He'll step to the mound. Franciscina has 3 innings under his belt. He has an ERA of .000. He's had 1 game start. He's participated in 1 ball game. We'll talk a little bit about each team. We'll mention a little bit about them. We'll let you know that Twin Lakes Indians have played 2 games. They played a 10 o'clock game this Saturday. They went against, I believe, Lafayette Jets. Twin Lakes got the win 6-3. These notes are correct, and then they turned around and played another game. They played Kankakee Valley. It was a neutral ball game. These games were played at Loeb Stadium, I do believe. Kankakee Valley got the win 5-1. In that outing. So tonight it's going to be Twin Lakes Indians right here at Central Catholic. Tomorrow night will be just the opposite. We'll hope for decent weather tomorrow night. Stepping into bat for Central Catholic. Got to bat first. It's number 12, Owen Munn. He's playing the second base position. Right-handed batter. First pitch from Franciscina. Just high for ball 1. Jaden Franciscina, working on the rubber. He's a junior class member also, along with Ben Mazur. Second pitch comes in thigh high, called strike. So they're working around the diamond. Tanner Coble, the catcher. Luke Dino at first base. Second base is Ian Bousman. Here comes the pitch, high for a ball. At shortstop is C.J. Brummett, number 16, at third base. Alan Miller, number 14, in left field. Tristan Robertson in center field. It's Maverick Arthur in right field. It's Ethan Bousman, number 18. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Owen Munn doing the batting. Leadoff batter for the Knights. Here comes a wind and delivery. Right down meridian, just below the kneecaps. Owen Munn's trying to think about first base. Count goes full at 3-2. Becomes a delivery. Swung on, fouled back or fouled out of play. Line shot, right side, hits the screen above the Knights dugout. Baseball's right there. That ball probably be used again. Count goes 3-2 once again. Foul back, straight back. Count stays 3-2. Owen Munn going to face a 3-2 third time in this first at-bat for the Knights. Bottom of the first inning, 1 run in for Twin Lakes in the first top half of the inning. Ball 4, a bit high. He'll jog to first base. Owen Munn, the base runner. They'll check on him. They'll work from the stretch. Stepping in for the Knights going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, left fielder. Left-handed batter. Peering in, look at the signals working from the stretch. Franciscina. Jaden Franciscina. Break backdoor curveball. Braced in. Gets to strike zone. No balls, one strike. Owen Munn at first base is being held on by Luke Geno. From the stretch, now the set. Taken off for second base. Owen Munn, head first dive. Ball's loose, ball's on the surface. Head first dive, safe at second, is Owen Munn. Ball comes in, count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, they'll ask for a new baseball. He'll pocket that one. Collects the moisture from his hands. And they'll work back from the rubber. Franciscina peers in, looks at signals. Counts 1-1. Owen Munn at second base. Squares the bunt. Carter Johnson pulls the bat back. Ball two. Left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Jaden Franciscina from the set position. Breaking pitch stays high. Some moisture on the baseball, looking for the grip. It's all about the grip. Loose fingertips right there to be able to pull it through, get the curveball breaking. Set position, 2-1 count to Carter Johnson. He squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. Strike called. Count goes 2-2. Signals given. Owen Munn going to get a bit of a crooked lead there at second base. Now he'll square it up. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Giving it a chase. Pretty good effort by the catcher, Tanner Coble. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Rain has chosen not to fall. There's some gray sky, but no rain. That's good. 3-2 count. Swung on. You need a drive to center field. You need a left field gap. It's going to stop there on the grass. It's going to be an RBI single off the bat of Carter Johnson. He'll drop one in left center, base hit. Scoring the first run for the Knights, Owen Munn. Tie ball game at 1. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Stepping into bat. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going back to the 3-hole spot. TJ Bell will bat in the 4 spot. Left-handed batter. Oh, Ryan Schumer. Runner at first base, Carter Johnson. Swung on, he'll pop one skyward. Looked to be playable, foul territory for the third baseman. Alan Miller makes the catch. One out, bottom of the first. Ryan Schumer comes in, blows a little warm. Oh, we didn't? Oh, my ear, we did not score yet as I get help here. From Terry, appreciate that. Owen Munn is at third base. So he didn't make it around from second. He's at third base. Runners on the corners. 1-0 ball game. Going to be a fake throw to third base. He tried the 31 move. That step toward third. Try to get the guy off of first base and throw back and get him. Carter Johnson, nothing doing. He stays put. A 31 move not available in Babe Ruth. Swung on, ground ball, third base. They're going to throw, thought about going to the plate. They will score now. Owen Munn, as Alan Miller elects to throw to first base, they'll get the out. TJ Bell going to get a run across the plate. He'll get an RBI. There'll be a fielder's choice, and they'll throw him out of first base, but he will get the RBI. Carter Johnson moves to second base as they go 5-3. 1-1 ball game. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, goes down the count, 0-1. Carter Johnson at second base. back on the rubber. Jaden Francescina. Stepping back in, Justin Brady, senior athlete for the Knights. Here comes the set. Foul tip. Swing and a miss. Going to be a foul tip in the glove, known as a strike. 0-2, Justin Brady, left-handed batter, peering in looking at signals. Jaden Francescina. Runner at second base, Carter Johnson. One run in. Home plate umpire called time, steps out, left side. Let's everybody know, time is out. Might have been called at home plate. It is granted. Ball's made live. Here we go. Francescina from the set. The short hop the glove of Coble. He'll keep it in front of him. It'll veer left. He'll keep Carter Johnson at second base. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the first. Set position. Swing and a miss. The short hop the glove, going to say it's caught in the glove of Coble. No short hop, no drop third. But the Knights do come up with one. The tie ball game at one after one. Twin Lakes Indians taking the field. They'll throw it around. And Will mentioned, we'll talk a little bit about Mark Kramer. Mark Kramer, you know, he's a senior baseball player a year ago. He and other junior athletes didn't get the season they quite that they wanted. They had that COVID shortened season. I'm going to mention that baseball career complete, pretty good career for Mark Kramer, offensively and defensively. Mark Kramer is currently studying, he's majoring in chemical engineering at Purdue University. Now he can get into some baseball if he wants to. There's some offbeat teams right there at Purdue. I know there's one in particular. If he wants to, he can play that. But we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a broker, she's a realtor. History 21 Sheets Company. 4929 East 96th Street, Indianapolis. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, care, concern, helping you find a home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. They put some dirt dry out on the hill. They do that in the top of the second inning. And Ben Mays are going to work up some warm-up pitches once again as the ball goes around the infield. So baseball here on a Tuesday, Lafayette Central Catholic High School, West Division matchup, Twin Lakes Indians, and Central Catholic Knights. Getting ready to step in, getting ready to finish up the warm-up process. They did work on the pitcher's area, get a good footing. The pitcher's area, very important. This ball game begins with the pitcher. So Ben Mazur taking some warm-up tosses. Jackson Kane. So what I was talking to, the umpire had a couple of games with Central Catholic, the home plate umpire. Gave some pretty good words about Jackson Kane. So 1-1 ball game, working right here on the hill now, getting finishes up and warm up tosses. They'll throw down to second base. Jackson Kane frozen rope to Owen Munn. So they'll work it around the diamond right there. They'll put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. 1-1 ball game. Getting ready to start the top of the second inning. A 1-1 ball game stepping in. It's going to be the DH, number 25. He'll bat in the eighth spot. That's Sam Smolik. Smolik batting for number 14, defensive player. Alan Miller at second, third base. Here comes the pitch. First pitch called strike. Count goes 0-1. So Smolik, known as the player DH, Alan Miller is a starter. There are 10 starters for each team here in this ballgame. Second pitch comes in, called strike. Right-handed batter, Sam Smolik to the DH. Working from the windup, Mazur. Swung on, swing and a miss, strike three. Three consecutive pitches. Three strike zone pitches. Count goes 0-3 and they pull him out. He'll jog back to the dugout. Set to bat, we're going to see the nine-hitter. He'll play second base. Number 28, Ian Bousman. Ian Bousman, pretty good on the basketball surface. Here comes the pitch. First pitch, knee-high, called strike. Right-handed batter, Ian Bousman. Step back in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. Just outside the ball. Looked like Bousman might have been trying to bunt for a hit. He had that late square. Pulled the bat back. It's a ball outside. Count goes 1-1. Swung on. Fouled back and get the screen there, right side. Near the first base dugout, Knights occupy the first base dugout. So do the Indianapolis Indians. The Indians slated to start first game of the season at the home game, 7:05 start time. Here's the pitch. Fouled back straight to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Twin Lakes Indians occupying the third base dugout. Bunch of those players right up there on the front screen. Peering in, looking at signals. Count goes 1-2. Mazur delivery. Trying to check his swing. Couldn't check it. Going to be strike three. He'll go down on strikes. They'll throw it around the infield. Two outs. Top of the second inning. Set to step in. Going to be second time. Maverick Arthur. Where's number 17? Arthur entered this ballgame with one hit. He's got a single. 8 plate appearances, 7 official at-bats. First pitch comes in low, right at the kneecap. I should say right there at the kneecap, strike called. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur comes to delivery. Tries to check his swing. Mazur taking a little bit off of that pitch. They're a little bit out in front of it. Count goes 0-2. Got a little bit of a wind propping up right here. Right to left, coming in from right field. Going for its home plate, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Home plate umpire working hard right here. He's getting right down there to make the call. You can tell he played the game. Here comes the delivery. Strike call. They go down a backwards K. They call that looking, and he'll set down. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. No runs in the half inning. 3 runners to the plate. Knights in the bat in the bottom half. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can find them on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. They have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for a hot breakfast, or you can stop in and have lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. You can find them on the web at titusbakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along US 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at Titus Bakery and Deli. Tossing around the infield, they'll throw the infield ball out of there. Taking some final warm-up pitches right there on the rubber, Jaden Francescina. They'll toss it down, Coble. toss it down to Ian Bowsman. They'll pick it up. They'll throw it around the diamond. Bottom of the second inning, check the bat. We're going to see the pitcher for the Knights. He's going to do the batting. His pitcher, number 27, Ben Mazur, batting in the sixth position. Mazur steps in, right-handed batter. Working from the rubber, Francescina, Jaden Francescina. First pitch comes in, taken for a strike. He'll step back in. 0-1 count. Here comes a delivery from Francescina. Swing and a miss. Bazer goes down the count. 0-2. Right-handed batter, junior class member. A member of the Knights basketball team. Here comes the wind and delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. He'll set down. He'll pick up that pitching glove. He'll be ready for the top of the third inning. There's one out here in the bottom of the second. Stepping to the plate right now, we're going to see the catcher, number three, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Jaden Francescina. First pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. Freshman athlete batting. He's a right-handed batter, right-handed catcher. Steps back in. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Strike call. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes a wind from Francescina. Swung on, ground ball on the NCO, going to go base hit. Just right of shortstop, C.J. Brummett. Jackson Kane gets himself aboard once again. Jackson Kane going to jog off the diamond. It's knuckles from Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox at first base, he'll do the running. Jackson Kane will put his gear on. Stepping into bat, we're going to see the number 20 for Central Catholic, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field, left-handed batter. Making final adjustments on the miniature stenographer's pad at home plate umpire, recording the ball game. Writing down that 14, Tyler Fox, probably going to be the courtesy runner this ball game for Jackson Kane. Pickoff move. Tyler Fox back in a hurry. No problem. Francescina letting him know he's thinking about Tyler Fox. There's the pitch. High and away, ball one to Minnick. B position umpire going to ask Francescina, tuck his shirt in just a little bit. Not much out. The pocket might have been untucked. It's all good. Working from the stretch. Set position. Swung on. Base hit up the middle for Minnick. Line drive rope over second base. Picked up in center field by Maverick Arthur. Two runners aboard for the Knights, first and second base, set to step in for the Knights. The shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter. Nobody out. Excuse me, one out in the inning. Ben Mazur, going to be a bunt. He'll lay it down and go left side. Going to throw to third base. Ball's loose. He's going to make it safe at third base. They try to get the lead runner. It's a low throw. It was deflected there off the glove. Went in foul territory, third base. Safe at third is Tyler Fox. Evan Deanhart at first base. Minnick at second. Fox at third. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Set to bat second time in the lineup. number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn already wearing a lot of that dirt. Looks good. Pretty much like mud, because it probably is. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Across the plate, strike one, taken for a strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Runners on each base, one out. Counts 0-1 to Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals, Francescina. Set position. He's got the triple set. He's going to deliver, going to be popped up. Fly ball on the infield. They're going to call a infield fly. Runners on first, second, and third with less than two outs. So that ball didn't even need to be caught, but generally is caught by the second baseman, 28, Ian Bousman. Stepping in, going to bat with two outs. Carter Johnson, the two-hitter for Central Catholic. Last time aboard, Carter Johnson got himself aboard. Let's step back in. The short hop the glove of Coble. Good stop by Coble. Big stop. Home plate umpire taps him on the back. I say what? It's all friendly. It's all about encouragement. Swung on and take a good shot to right field. Go back up, make the catch. Bousman. That was Ethan Bousman making a catch in right field. So the Knights will strand three runners. They won't score in the bottom half of the second. We'll go to the top of the third inning, tied at one. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. And they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone by dialing 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. The Knights throwing the ball around the diamond, working right there. And we'll mention a little bit about the Knights. Knights had a 6 o'clock ball game against Frankfurt on Friday night. It was a 10-inning ball game that went about 3 hours. It was a 1-0 contest. It was an epic ball game. It was played on the first day of April, but it was no April Fool's ball game. That was a good one. Easily remembered as an epic ball game for the most part. Played near the 40-degree mark. As mentioned, the Knights playing Twin Lakes here tonight. It was supposed to start at 5:30. It started right at 6 o'clock, a little bit after, possibly. And tomorrow night, they'll try to play again at Twin Lakes. Tomorrow night's game slated for 5:30. Saturday, the Knights will be at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. Game 1 at 11:30, faces Tigers. Game 2 near 2 p.m., be the Noblesville Millers. You can listen to that game on simulcast, Hamilton County TV.com. You can listen to PutMeInSports.com or tune in to HamiltonCountyTV.com. Both of them broadcasts will be audio. So top of the third inning, Twin Lakes Indians going to step in. Put a little more dirt dry out there, mix it in. Working the diamond. The diamond looks good. For the rain it took, it looks good. So stepping in, Twin Lakes, getting ready to bat. Right-handed batter. Stepping into play, number 18, Ethan Bousman. He'll take one to second base, so go 4-3. Owen Munn will get the put out with Justin Brady. One out, top of the third inning. We'll see the shortstop once again, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett got himself aboard. C.J. Brummett went around the bases, scored in the first inning. Twin Lakes Indians' first run. We're tied at one after two. We're in the top of the third. First pitch high for ball one. Goes back to the screen. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett came into this ballgame with two hits. He had a single and a double. Seven at-bats, five official at-bats. C.J. Brummett has participated in all two ballgames. He's batting .400 entering the ballgame on base percentage of .571. He's 5'8", 180. He's got two RBI. He has scored two runs and now three counting to today's ballgame. First pitch outside a bit high for a ball. Kemp goes 2-0. A step back in. Left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. Pitch comes in, kneecaps, called strike. IHSA would rather you swing at a lower pitch than a higher pitch. Hand over fist swing like he just took right there. Screens it back to the screen. Just undercut the ball slightly. Count goes 2-2. Left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here comes the delivery. Breaking pitch, broke low. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Top of the third inning. High and away, ball four. C.J. Brummett back to first base. One out, stepping in. We'll see the four-hitter, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, the catcher. Going to step into bat right-handed. He entered this ballgame with seven at-bats, six official at-bats. First pitch swung on, fouled back out of play. C.J. Brummett on first base, number 11, Tanner Coble, the catcher, in the batter's box, 0-1 count. Tanner Coble on base percentage of .286. Comes a set, here comes a delivery. There will be a pickoff move at first base. Justin Brady, no tag applied. Back safely at first base. In a pretty good moderate lead right there. Let's step back in. Here's the pitch. Just outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. One out. Ben Mazur working from the stretch. Now the set. Comes the pitch. Swung on. Grazed it. Went out in front of the third base dugout. Taking off running, Tanner Coble. He didn't know where the ball was, but he ran it out until they said it was a foul ball. So Brummett back to first base. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-1 ball game. Both runs came in the first. Here comes a set for Mazur. Breaking pitch. A bit high, just above the zone, not much. Count goes 2-2. Brummett going to get a moderate lead. Checks the runner out of the stretch. Here comes the pitch, swung on. Going to pop one skyward. It's going to be foul territory, chasing it. Jackson Kane, it's going to be just over the screen. Out of play. Tanner Coble going to face that 2-2 count once again. Mays going to jog back. Going to use that foot cleaner out behind the rubber. As mentioned, it's pretty much invisible from home plate. You can see it from an infield position. It's safe. Here comes a 2-2 to Coble. Low for a ball. Short hops the glove. Kept it in front of him, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to call sign, ask for a baseball. Indianapolis Indians, a six-game homestand, started out tonight. Working from the stretch, checking the runner, Brummett at first base. Pickoff move. Safe at first base, Brummett back head first. Throw just off the mark, no tag applied. Working from the stretch, now the set. Taking off for second base. Swung on. He's going to take a drive to the outfield. He's going to get the gap, but it's going to be called for by the left fielder and caught by Carter Johnson. Brummett's going to have to jog back to first base. Didn't quite see if he tagged second yet. Had he touched second, he got to retouch it to come back to first. So anyway, there's one, two outs in the inning. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Jason Francescina. Jason Francescina doing the pitching for Twin Lakes in tonight's ballgame. He was number 21. Peering over out of the stretch. Mazur, now the set. First pitch to Francescina. Taken for a strike. Fastball down Meridian. Jason Francescina entered this ballgame with two hits. A single and a double. Seven plate appearances, six official at-bats. Low for a ball. They're going to throw down to second base. They're going to get him at second. Brummett takes off the steal. Frozen rope from the hand of Jackson Kane. Three outs, and the Knights will bat in the bottom of the third inning. No runs. Twin Lakes will still tied at one. Good ball game in the works, and we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Target Sports at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone by dialing 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, they will trade. They have gunsmithing. It's available. And you can get repairs made right there. They are welcome at Target Sports. And we'll mention you can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the infield right now. Need some more warm-up tosses. You're going to throw this one down as Francescina says go ahead and throw it down. That right arm motion. So check to toss it down there, Tanner Coble. Let's step out of the box, left side, keep the plate clean, throw it to second base, to Brummett, and they'll throw it around the infield. Bottom of the third inning, stepping into bat is Schumer. Schumer the three hitter, number seven. Schumer going to step in. He's entered the ball game tonight with one hit on the season. He's got a single. We've mentioned his on-base percentage, .222. First pitch comes in, a ball. One ball, no strikes. A step back in, left-handed batter, junior class member. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Get some warm-up tosses, start swinging out of the box. Going to have some bullpen activity over here in the Knights bullpen. Bren Robbins going to throw a little bit, work that arm. Down there catching with him, number 28, Isaac Bushi. Working from the stretch, Francescina. Bush comes in, ball high. He'll jog down to first base, a four-pitch walk to Ryan Schumer. We're going to see the four-hitter, but not before Coach Bordenay makes a change. Schumer, I'm going to jog back to the dugout. Going out to run for him is number 23, Nathan Batts. Nathan Batts, also a junior, 5'7", 150. He'll do the running, stepping into bat. Here momentarily going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, a four-hitter, wears number 16 this year, or 18 a year ago. He's going to step into bat. He's got that on-base plus slugging percentage at .286. He's a junior, 5'11", 210. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Francescina. Breaking pitch right across Meridian. Pretty good control of that curveball. Probably throwing a moist baseball. That's pretty good control. One ball, no strikes. Doing the base running at first base for the Knights. First, second pitch comes in, also a strike. He'll take it for a strike at first base is number 23, Nathan Batts, running for Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-1. Might have missed that first pitch. Might have been a ball. Here we go, 1-1. Indian line drive. Going to get through the wickets right here at second base. It was a hard hit ball. He was actually on the ground. So T.J. Bell going to make it to first base safely. Second base is Nathan Batts. Nobody out. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Left-handed batter, number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady has three hits on this young season entering this ballgame. That's out of two ballgames. He's got two singles and a double. Working from the stretch, now the set. Francescina, the pitch, he'll put a bunt down. Be a bunt left side. They're working from the foul line. There'll be a throw going to come up high just over the second baseman covering home. Or third, second base was Ian Bousman. A couple runners going to come in to score. And it's going to be a, not going to be a hit. Reaching base safely, he'll take second base on the overthrow. Justin Brady. Justin Brady now at second base. Two runs in. Knights go up 3-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping into bat, Ben Mazur. Runner at second base. First pitch comes in. They're going to call it a strike. And Ben Mazur going to step back in. I believe so. They got 1-0 on the scoreboard. I believe he called it a strike. He said, hi. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So he's calling the pitches. I got little headphones on right here. I'm not hearing everything. But that's probably a good thing. But just step back in. Ben Mazur. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Just low. Ball three. Not sure if it's 3-0. He's showing different fingers. But sometimes it's hard to hear with a mask on. That bottom chin is kind of held still a little bit. Pitch comes in, ball. That mask on that bottom chin, sometimes it's hard to pronunciate, and sometimes they hear differently than what you said. So three balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position for Francescina. Pitch comes in. Strike taken. Ben Mazur, full count. Right-handed batter. Tap the plate near and far. Justin Brady at second base. Nobody out. To take that third pitch would be strike three. Outside edge, about kneecap high. Elected not to swing. There's one out. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Just step back in. Jackson Kane, pretty good poke in his first at-bat. Checking the runner second base and is set. First pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. Justin Brady at second base, two runs in. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Rain has subsided. Hopefully it won't be back for a while. And here comes a set. Breaking pitch, low for a ball. Count goes 2-0, Jackson Kane, catcher for the Knights. Jackson Kane, two hits on the season. He's got a double. And he's working right there. He got two RBI, and he scored a run. Pitch comes in, strike, foul tip, I believe. Count goes 2-1. Tearing in, looking at signals. Jaden Franciscina, now the set. The set, second base, here's the pitch. Swung on, going to pop it to right field. Going to be called by the right fielder. That's Bausman. That's Ethan Bausman, gets the put out. And Justin Brady retreats back to second base. Set to bat, we're going to see number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, the right fielder. Caden Minnick will step in. He's got an RBI on the season. Entering this ball game, 5 at-bats, 4 official at-bats. He has scored 3 runs in the first 2 ball games. Outside, ball one. Franciscina peers in, looks at signals. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick, sophomore athlete. Here comes a set. Breaking pitch outside. Count goes 2-0. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. 2 runs in for the Knights. 3-1 ball game. Low for ball three. Caden Minnick, pretty good eye at the plate. He's exemplified that in all 3 ball games. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a set. Ball high, going to get off the glove of Coble. Taking off for first base. He's going to round it. He's going to go to second base with a runner at third base being Justin Brady. So Minnick on his wheels ends up at second base on ball four off the top of the glove of Coble. Stepping into bat for the Knights, we see Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, the shortstop, one of 24. He entered tonight's ball game with 2 hits. He got a couple of singles. He got 2 RBI. He has scored 2 runs to take a first pitch strike. Evan Dienhart, he's been hit by pitch 1 time. The Knights have collectively been hit 4 times, 4 different players. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Stepping back in, Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter, playing the shortstop position. Comes a pitch from Franciscina. Swing and a miss. 1-2 count. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Athletic young man. High and away for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Franciscina is set. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on, fouled out of play. Count remains 2-2. 2 outs, bottom of the third inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Jaden Franciscina. Runner at first and second, third base. My Meyer, second and third base. Pitch comes in, a ball. Down goes full to Evan Deanhart. The reach-two pitch on the way from Francescina out of the set. A bit tall, ball four. Just above the zone. Evan Deanhart going to jog down to first base. Set to bat for the Knights. Runners on each base. We're bottom of the third, two outs. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to bat. He entered tonight's ball game with five hits on the season. Each of the five hits, singles. He's going to walk down, have a bit of a conversation, not much, with Coach Bordenay. Number 12, that's Owen Munn. 10 official at-bats. I take that back. 10 at-bats, 9 official. He's got 2 RBI. He scored 3 runs. Owen Munn going to bat. His batting average, 556. 600 average for on-base percentage. He's a 5'11 junior. Owen Munn going to step in. Ball's made live. Here we go. Peering in, looking at signals. Runners on each base. Bottom of the third. First pitch, breaking pitch. High. Moist baseball tonight. The grip. It's all about the grip. And in the fingertips. Stepping back in. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Munn. Swung on. He'll take it to right field. It's going to be caught by Ethan Bousman. Line drive rope. Ethan Bousman had to move to his right, had to come in just a little bit. Made the catch. Three outs here in the third inning, and the Knights pick up two. It's a 3-1 ball game. So we'll go to the top of the fourth. Twin Lakes coming to bat. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Looking. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or you can call them at 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance and easy, low-payment plans. You can visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. We're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Frankfort, Indiana. So they're throwing the ball around the infield. We're getting ready for the top of the fourth. They're going to put it in the glove of Ben Mazur. We're at Central Catholic High School. Tomorrow night's supposed to be at Twin Lakes High School. We'll hope that can happen. Maybe we can wait out the rain if there's any in the forecast. But I'm not quite sure, but the forecast for rain tomorrow might be a little bit higher percentage than today. We'll see. We'll hope that can happen. Stepping into bat for Twin Lakes, it'll be number 21, Jaden Francescina, doing the pitching. The wind-up delivery is going to be ground ball in the infield. It's going to be fielded by the pitcher, Mazur. He'll toss it to first base. One out, the top of the fourth. So getting ready to bat, Twin Lake stepping in, left fielder Tristan Robertson. He wears number 8. He's batting in the 6th position. Tristan Robertson entered this ballgame with 2 hits. He's got a single and a double. He's batting 500 on the season. He scored a run. Tristan Robertson, 5'7", sophomore. First pitch comes in, foul tip, I believe, in the glove, strike 1. Step back in the rubber. Should they work it from the windup? Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Instead, back into bat, Tristan Robertson, the left fielder. Here comes a whine from Mazur. Strike three. You let it go by. Swing, he'll strike out looking. There's two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game. As mentioned, both teams came up with one in the first. No score in the second, and the Knights came up with three. Take the back two in the bottom of the third is a 3-1 game. First pitch, swing and a miss. In the batter's box, the first baseman, number 27, Luke Geno. Luke Geno working on the season. Right there, he came into the ballgame with one hit. He's got a single. Seven at-bats, five official. He'll step in for this one. Right-handed batter, here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. But go down the count, 0-2. Luke Geno playing the first base position. His on-base percentage is .429. He's working on that average. Pitch comes in low and away. One ball, two strikes. Luke Geno, 6'2", junior. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Low pitch, gloved by Kane, strike three. No drop serves, he'll walk back to the dugout. The Knights retire the side. No runs, no hits. And the Knights will come to the bat, and they'll bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're taking some warm-up tosses right now. Working it around the diamond. Twin Lakes Indians. We're going to go back for some bullpen activity. We're going to get loose once again. Brent Robbins is going to go down and throw. This time, he's going to go down and throw with Isaac Bushy. But Isaac Bushy this time, we're going to have the gear on. So they're taking warm-up tosses on the hill right there. Jaden Franceschina. Franceschina, he's still on the hill. He's been going. He's gone the distance. They're going to throw one down, step aside, throw it outside the batter's box, left side, the right-handed batter's box. Good throw from Tanner Coble down to second base. Getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. We're going to see number 25, the two-hitter, left fielder Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson's going to step in. As mentioned, two hits on the season. He's got a single. He's got a triple. He's got three RBI. He scored twice entering this ballgame. He's got 10 at-bats. And we'll mention seven are official at-bats. Left-handed batter stepping in. Carter Johnson peering in looking at signals, working out the windup. Number 21 for Twin Lakes. Jaden Franceschina. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on to take a drive to right field. Backing up to make the catch, Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman playing a solid right field position in this ballgame. So fly out to right to Bausman. Stepping in the bat, we're going to see number seven, the three-hitter Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter. One out. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 ball game. Knights in front. Swing, he'll tap it. He'll just tap it back to the glove. Foul tip. Caught by Coble. There's one strike on Schumer. Here comes the 0-1 delivery from Franceschina. Breaking pitch outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. Ryan Schumer at the plate. Ryan Schumer, a junior class member, 6 foot, 195. He's put a little bit of muscle on since a year ago. Here comes the pitch. He'll check the swing. It'll be high and away, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer batting. Bottom of the fourth inning. peering and looking at signals. Jaden Franciscina becomes a delivery. Foul back to the screen. Count goes even at 2-2. Step out of the box, take that swing, step back in. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Franciscina. Breaking pitch outside, backdoor curveball, didn't get the zone. You can step back in, count full, 3-2. Here comes a wind and delivery from Franciscina. Breaking pitch, broke low, trying to protect the zone, fouls it out of play over to the third base dugout. Count stays at 3-2. Step out of the box here, ready to step back in. 3-2 pitch on the way once again. Foul back to the screen. Pretty solid stroke, just trying to make contact. Not trying to swing for his swing, he's just trying to stay alive in the box. He's done it twice at 3-2. Here comes a 3-2 again from Franciscina. Breaking pitch, back door, curveball. Got the zone, strike three, he'll go down looking. Set to bat for the Knights. Four hitter, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in. T.J. Bell, as mentioned, that 286 average. It's on base plus the slugging percentage. That's all figured into one, 286, right-handed batter. First pitch, he'll take it outside. Strike called, outside edge. Count goes 0-1. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Third batter for the Knights with two outs here in the fourth. Step off the back. Want to see the signal once again. Did Franciscina step back on? Here comes the pitch. Be a ground ball in the infield. Back to Franciscina. He'll throw to first base. And they'll get the put out with Luke Benno. So three up, three down. Both sides there in the fourth inning. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. A 3-1 ball game. And again, we'll mention a little bit about, we'll talk about the Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, that's the Indiana Beach Boardwalk Resort. We're playing Twin Lakes right here. We'll mention Twin Lakes in Monticello, Indiana Beach in Monticello. You can see them on the web. Website is indianabeach.com. You can dial them by phone at 574-583-4141. The first I'll mention, Indiana Beach, is an amusement park located on Lake Schaefer in Monticello, Indiana. The resort was developed by the Speckman family, who owned it from 1926 to 2008. The park was then sold to Morgan RV LLC, Apex Parks Group LLC, and is now owned and operated by IB Parks and Entertainment. What a great way for family and fun to continue. They're located 5224 East Indiana Beach Boulevard. I should say Indiana Beach Road. Monticello, Indiana 47960. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump northeast of Twin Lakes High School. And again, I'll mention, you can dial them up at 574-583-4141 or on the web, indianabeach.com. To get a 2022 season pass, just $69.99. You can get a season pass for Indiana Beach. We're going to put the ball in the glove of Mazur. Ben Mazur back on the rubber. Stepping into bat. Right-handed batter. I believe 25, Sam Smolik. The DH, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. ground ball in the infield. But it's fielded by Dean Hart, shortstop. That goes 6-3. Get the put out with Justin Brady. Pretty good wheels getting down the line. Pretty good sized young man, Smolik, with some good wheels towards first base. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. 3-1 ball game, Knights in front. Both teams scored one in the first. No runs in the second. Two runs for the Knights in the bottom half of the third. We're in the top of the fifth. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Foul tip back to the glove. Number 28 in the box, Ian Baldwin. Ian Baldwin, two official at-bats. Two at-bats, he's 5'7". He's a senior, steps back in. Kicks a pitch inside, ball one. Count goes 1-1. Mazur back to the rubber, peering in. There comes a delivery to Bowsman. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Right-handed batter in the batter's box, Ian Bowsman, the second baseman. Pitch comes in outside once again. Right there on the plane, right there knee-high, but outside. My vantage point is down the first baseline, probably about 20 feet beyond. I'm outside the defense area. Foul tipped, going to go out in front of the nice dugout at first base. 3-2 count, Ian Bowsman going to step back in. Right-handed batter, batting in the top of the fifth inning for the Twin Lakes Indians. Pitch comes in, he let it go by. Third strike called. One assist, yeah, two outs here in the top of the fifth.
Center fielder, number 17.
Set the bat, we're going to see the center fielder once again, Maverick Arthur. Maverick Arthur, number 17, he bats in the one spot. Maverick Arthur, going to step in. They're working on that on base. He's working on on base percentage. He's 250. First pitch comes in. Foul ball right there around the dish. Strike one called. One strike, two outs, stepping back in. The one hitter, Maverick Arthur. Back to the rubber. Peering in, looks at signals. Here comes a wind. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Back to the pitcher. Mazur fields it. He'll underhand toss. Justin Brady, three outs in the top of the fifth. So three up, no runs, no hits. Well, Knights will come to the plate. They'll bat in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-1 ball game after 4.5. Knights in front. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a broker, she's a realtor. Century 21 Sheets Company. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Care, concern, and she'll help you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a realtor. She's a broker. Century 21. They throw the ball around the infield. They throw one down. They're going to send to the plate. The Knights will send to the plate. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Jaden Franciscina, working in the bottom of the fifth. Brady's going to step in. Where's number 32? Batting in the fifth position. First pitch comes in back door low for a ball. Righty facing a lefty. Justin Brady on the season, he's got three hits in two ball games. He's got two singles and a double. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 2-0 to Brady. Brady ended the ball game with 9 at-bats, 8 official. He's batting 375. His his on-base percentage, .444, entering this ballgame. Pitch comes in, outside strike. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 2-1 count to Brady. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch comes in to take a drive to center field. Backing up, trying to make the play. It's going to go one hop the fence to 365 in front of the S of baseball, right of center. And it's going to be a double for Justin Brady. Justin Brady comes up with his second double on the season. So step into the batter's box. We're looking to see Ben Mazur. Coach Bordenay coming down the line. He's going to have a change on his lineup card. We'll talk to the home plate umpire. Ben Mazur, the batter, they're going to run out with a runner. It's going to be a pinch runner dogging out for the Knights. Number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel got the ball game on Friday night versus Frankfurt. Jogging off the diamond, 32, Justin Brady. He gets a medium five from a few players. Stepping into bat, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Pitcher facing the pitcher right now. Here comes first pitch. Squared to bunt. Pitch was high. Pulled the bat back. Had some velocity. A little bit of a difficult time getting that bat back. And Mazur probably can't be as complacent. Here comes the set. Pitch comes in. He'll square to bunt. He'll pull it back. He'll get by the glove. He'll score hop and get by the glove of Coble. Running over to third base is Boutel. No bunt needed. Count goes 2-0. Peering in, looking at signals and the stretch, stepping into the box. Right there is Ben Mazur. 2-0 count, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes 2-1. Boutel at third base. Nobody out. 2-1 count. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Francescina, right-handed pitcher. Going to be a pickoff move at third base. Francescina almost wanted to pitch at home. The last second, he stepped towards third. He did step towards third. You got to step towards the run you're playing on, and he did it fine. Here comes a set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take a foul ball. They'll get a lot of it. Got the sweet spot on that bat, Ben Mazur. Foul ball out of play. Count goes 2-2. Ball's live. Peering in, looking at signals. Jaden Francescina. Popped up on the infield. Calling for it to second baseman. He's going to try to make the catch. Right fielder Bousman comes in. Couldn't make the catch. Might have been a Bousman ball. But giving it a good effort. Ian Bousman. So the brothers were going after the baseball. Ball lands. A nice score run from third base. Boutel comes in to score. A 4-1 ball game. Tyler Fox and his jog out. He's going to courtesy run for Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the pitcher. Jackson King going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody out. Runner at second base is Tyler Fox. The courtesy runner for Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter Jackson King does the catching for the Knights. Jackson King batting .400 on the season, .625 on base percentage. He'll square the bunt. He'll pull the bunt back, and the first pitch is called strike. Staying put at second base is Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set, triple set there for Francescina. Going to bunt it back to the pitcher. Francescina fields it. throws on to Bousman at first base. Kepler in first base. Ian Bousman gets the put out. One out. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Moves the runner. Mission accomplished. Right there for Central Catholic. Jackson Kane moves the runner with the bunt. Sacrifice bunt. Here comes the pitch. Minnick short off the glove of Cable. I should say Coble. Tanner Coble doing the catching. Peers in. Twin Lakes dugout. Might be looking for pitches. Reflecting the pitches from the dugout. Here comes the 1-0. Short off the glove. Good stop once again for Coble. Coble basically has a magnetic glove. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Peering in looking for signals. Francis Kina. Runner at third base is Fox. Low for a ball. Kept the ball in front of him. Low pitch. Gloved it. No activity from third base. 3-0 count. Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Sophomore athlete. Here comes the set. Now the pitch. Right across Meridian. No green light. Safety right there. Ball goes across Meridian. Strike called. Count goes 3-1. Hitters count. Just Minnick, you get a good swing. Here comes a sad delivery. Swung on, he'll foul it out of play. Left side over to the third base dugout. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. 3-2 count, one out. Left-handed batter's box. Here comes a 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set for Francescina. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Caden Minnick working on the diamond right there in the left-handed batter's box. He's got one RBI on the season. He entered the game, 3 runs scored. 5 at-bats, 4 official. Here comes a set. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Going to be ground caught by second baseman. Ian Bousman, he'll throw it to first base. It's a bit tall. It's going to bounce and end up in the nice dugout. So they're going to give him second base. So Minnick at second base now. They're working right there. As run comes in, Tyler Fox, it's a 5-1 ball game. Set position, Francescina. Squaring the bunt was Genhart. Genhart at the plate. Evan Genhart, shortstop, number 24. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. Ball one. I'll take that back. They're going to call a strike. Count goes 0-1. Working from the set. Peering at second base. Francescina throws a ball high. One ball, one strike. One out. Caden Minnick at second base. Here comes the pitch. The call is strike. I don't disagree. Evan Dienhart pulled the bat back. And they call it a strike. So the count goes 1-2. Here comes a set position. High for a ball. Count goes even at 2-2, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Knights have 2 runs in. It's a 5-1 ball game. Knights in front. Here comes a set. Francescina. High for ball 3. 3-2 count. Stepping back in, one out. Evan Dienhart. Caden Minnick at second base, hovering at second. Shortstop Brummett. Foul back, out of play. To stay in the box again with a 3-2 count. Evan Dienhart. One out, Caden Minnick at second. C.J. Brummett hovering second base. Pitch comes in outside a ball. Dean Hartner's jogged down to first base. Runners on first and second base. Tied out on the diamond. Coach is going to come out, talk to Mr. Francis Skeena. They're going to hand him the baseball. Francis Skeena going to get a pat on the backside by Coach. He'll jog off the diamond. He wears that 21. Reminds me of Roger Clemens running right back into the dugout right there. Roger Clemens could absolutely pitch the baseball. He lives at the kneecaps. Stepping into pitch. Entering the pitcher's mound right now. We're going to see number 7, Reed Richards. Reed Richards going to do the pitching. He's at the hill right now. Right-handed pitcher. Reed Richards has participated in 2 ball games. Reed Richards going to get his first stint of pitching duties on this young season. Reed Richards, 5'10", 165. He's a right-handed pitcher. He plays outfield. He's a junior class member. So he's working right there, getting warmed up, and jogged off the diamond right there. He pitched very well. I consider him a good pitcher, Jaden Franciscina. Looks pretty darn good. Threw almost 5 innings. Working right there on the diamond. So getting warmed up on the pitcher's mound right now for the Twin Lakes Indians. Number 7, Reed Richards. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East, 276th Street, at some Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can find Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And visit them at Titus Bakery on the web at TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in, if only, to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Atlanta. So, they make the ball live. Here we go. It's going to be the first pitch from Richards. Reed Richards on the pitcher's mound. For Twin Lakes, working from the stretch. Swung on, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, the one hitter for Central Catholic. Left field coming in to make the catch. Tristan Robertson makes the catch for the second out of the night. Working here in the bottom of the 5th inning.
Left fielder, Carter Johnson.
Stepping in the bat, we'll see the 2 hitter, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson stepping in. Batting 286 on the season. He's a senior, 5'9", 170. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. High and away, ball 1. So the step back in, 1-0 count to Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Pitch comes in, low and away. Ball 2. Step back in, tap the plate, far and near. As Tanner Coble checks his wristband, there's a set position from Richards. Breaking pitch, back door, just stayed outside a bit. Count goes 3-0. Evan Dehart at first base. Runner at second base, nice to have first and second base. Pitch comes in, backdoor curveball, got the outside edge, knee high, called strike. Count goes 3-1. Bit of an open stance on the approach. Carter Johnson will close. Here's the pitch. outside of ball. Little Joe down. Minnick now at third base. Evan Deanhart at second. Carter Johnson at first base. Working from the stretch. In relief right now, number 7, Reed Richards. Jaden Franciscina was the starter. He went near 5 innings. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer batting. Bottom of the 5th. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Richards now in the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Schumer's going to take it to opposite field. He'll take it to left field, making the catch. In left field, Tristan Robertson. Schumer gets a good cut on it. He goes opposite field, caught by left fielder Robertson. In the 5th inning, the Knights come up with 2. We'll go to the top of the 6th inning. It's a 5-1 ball game. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero at the Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So the Knights come out of the into the 6th inning, top of 6 with a new pitcher, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to pitch. He's had a couple of warm-up tosses over here in the bullpen, maybe 3 times. But we'll mention Isaac Bushi took him down there just to throw the first time. They've been down there on official business twice here between innings. And I'm 33, Bren Robbins. On the season, he's thrown 4 innings. He's got a record of 1 win, 0 losses. He started 1 game. He participated in 1 game. He's faced 12 batters. He's thrown 49 pitches in those 4 innings. He struck out 9, and 4 of them were looking. That's Bren Robbins. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 170. They throw the ball around the horn, they put it back in the glove of Bren Robbins. Right-handed pitcher. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 18, Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman has played a good right field position in this ball game. He's kept runs off the scoreboard with his glove. Right in the batter, Twin Lakes, Ethan Bausman. First pitch from Robbins, fouled out of play, right side. O-1 count, number 18, Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman is set back in. He's got 5 coming into this ballgame in 2 games, 5 at-bats, 5 official. His batting average. Working right there. He's going to take the second pitch. He's going to ground ball, second base. Owen Munn throws on to Justin Brady, 1 out, here in the top of the 6th inning. Ethan Bausman going to get a medium 5 there from first base coach. He'll jog back in. He's actually going to run back in. Ethan Bausman. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 16, shortstop, C.J. Bremitz. Left-handed batter, pretty explosive bat. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. One out here in the top of the 6th inning. 5-1 ball game. These 2 teams slated to play again tomorrow. foul ball right side on the grass out by the nice dugout picked up by Isaac Bushi. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins hears enlicit signals to Brummett. We call strike three right across the dish. It was a breaking pitch that broke right at the home plate. Home plate umpire calls it a strike. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Set to bat, we're going to see number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, the catcher, the four-hitter. Where's number 11? Tanner Coble entered this game, seven at-bats, six official. He'll take a rocket over second base for a base hit. Out to the grass, picked up by Minnick. And Coble, safe at first base. He'll jog off to and put on the uniform. He put the gear on, I should say. He wears the uniform well.
Where does he run at first base?
Jogging out, courtesy runner. Again, 44, Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur, a sophomore athlete. We're going to see it. We're going to see Franciscina stepping in. Pitcher Franciscina back in the ballgame. He's one of the original 10 starters. He's back in the game. He's going to pitch here. Bat right here. First pitch comes in from Bryn Robbins, low and away for a ball. Doing the running at first base for Coble is Landon Arthur. He's at first base now. Pitch from Bryn Robbins. Going to be a ground ball foul. Fielded perfectly by the first base coach. So one ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Jaden Franciscina was number 21 for Twin Lakes. Here comes a pitch from Bryn Robbins, fouled back to the screen. Got some bullpen activity, left side down the line there for Twin Lakes Indians. Got a lefty warming up. Single digit on his back. I'll try to capture that. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Bryn Robbins. Checks his swing, they check it, and they're going to say drop third strike, even tagging. Out with the third strike called at the plate, and Franciscina back in the dugout. No runs in the top of the sixth. Still a 5-1 ball game. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, you're listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is being made possible by ASO. That's AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall providing Internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We'll also mention this Internet radio broadcast. You can listen live or you can listen to Audio Sports later. We'll mention that at PutneyInSports.com, football, basketball, baseball, high school varsity sports. You're watching, actually, you're listening to Central Catholic Knights against Twin Lakes Indians. As mentioned, tomorrow night they'll play once again, but they'll play at Monticello. We'll hope for good weather. We'll see if that rain can stay away and allow the game to get in. I tell you what, they checked the forecast here. This game was supposed to start at 5:30. Didn't get to start at 5:30. I was doubtful if we'd start at 6. But that's just me. I'm not a meteorologist. But the powers that run this establishment, along with the cooperation of a lot of others, they have their confidence level very high, and it works out just fine. Getting ready to pitch, taking some warm-up tosses on the rubber for Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians send out Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton out on the hill right now. He's got two innings in one outing so far this season. He's 5'10". I'll mention he's walked two. He has struck out four. He's a sophomore athlete. He's a left-handed pitcher and also listed as an outfielder. So he's gonna say go ahead and take one down to second base. Left-handed pitcher. He's going to warm up from the stretch. He's going to pitch from the stretch. My son tells me, Dad, when they pitch from the stretch and there's nobody on, that's because they know that they're basically a relief pitcher. So they might as well pitch that way so they can keep practicing that way. That made a lot of sense, and I appreciate my son telling me that. He also has a Marion University degree. That's pretty cool. But anyways, working from the stretch right here, nobody on. Stepping in, T.J. Bell for the Knights. He'll take a full catch, swing, and go back to the pitcher. He's going to throw it high at first base, going to go half, going to be near the bullpen area. Taking second base on the overthrow is T.J. Bell. Just in the ballgame, on the hill, threw one pitch, I believe so. Right there. That's number 9. He's getting acquainted right now. Clayton Burton. He gets the ball back. He gets a glove tap right there from second baseman Bowsman. I believe so. Ian Bowsman. And T.J. Bell going to jog off the diamond. T.J. Bell going to give way. Courtesy runner. I should say pinch runner. They make the adjustment. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 ball game. Working from the stretch once again. Doing the running, I believe, is Billy Owens, 15th at second base. So square the bunt, going to get the bunt down, go back to the pitcher. Just trying to move the runner, did so. Good bunt, mission accomplished for Justin Brady. They move over to third base. 15, Billy Owens. Billy Owens, a senior, 6'1", 190 at third base now. Stepping in to bat for the Knights. Working right here on the diamond is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur started this game as a pitcher. I take that back. We're going to double check here. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop. Couldn't handle it at first base. It's off the ground. That's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox batting right there in the fourth, I should say, in the sixth position in the lineup. Line drive on the ground. I tell you what, it was moving. Took it to Brummett. Brummett threw it to first base. It was off the dirt and difficult to handle there at first base for Luke Geno. So Tyler Fox gets himself aboard ROE. So here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Jackson Kane batting once again for the Knights. Count goes 1-0. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Holding him on, Luke Geno. Tyler Fox at first base, the lone runner for the Knights. Pitch comes in, backdoor curveball, strike called. Lefty facing the righty, Jackson Kane batting. And on the pitcher's mound, right there, it's number 9, Clayton Burton. Working from the set. Staring right at first base, here's the pitch. Tried to check his swing. Let's see if he got it checked. Evidently, he did. Jackson Kane checks the swing. Ball gets under the glove of Coble. He chases it down. And runner moves to second base. So Tyler Fox at second base now. Tyler Fox, he's a junior class member, 6'1", 165. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield, third base. Checks the runner. He'll go to first base, get the put out. They'll throw it back across the diamond, and Tyler Fox head first is safe at third base. So Jackson Kane going to jog off. He moves the runner. it cost him a trip at the plate, but he's probably okay with that. So runner at third base, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick enters the ballgame with one RBI. He scored three runs. Caden Minnick, a 200 average on-base percentage entering the game. First pitch high for ball one. Caden Minnick, a pretty good eye at the plate. He's a pretty good evaluator of strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. I take that back. They have one and one on the board. Double check. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop, Brummett. He'll throw to Deno. He'll get the out. I should say he'll receive the out, but he'll jog off the diamond. So one run in, bottom of the sixth. Knights, a 6-1 advantage. Twin Lakes going to bat in the top of the seventh inning. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, we'll mention, they're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. That's Target Sports, their phone number, 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, they'll trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Still out there, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins came in short relief for Ben Mazur. Right-handed pitcher, both pitchers, righties. They're going to throw the ball around the horn right here. They throw a frozen rope from the hand of Jackson Kane to second base, Evan Dienhart, to Owen Munn. They'll throw it around the diamond. They'll put in the glove of Bren Robbins. Top of the seventh inning. 6-1 ball game, Knights in front. The same two teams going to play tomorrow night, weather permitting. They'll be at Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes High School is slated to start at 5:30 tomorrow. So stepping into bat. Twin Lakes Indians in the seventh inning. Swung on. Pops fair territory called for by Justin Brady. He'll make the catch in the grass. Off the bat of number 8, Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson has played a good left field position in this contest. Stepping into bat, we'll see number 27. Take that back. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur has ran a couple of times. He's going to step in the batter's box this time. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch strike. Landon Arthur was number 44. He scored a run. He's got a 250 on base percentage. Second pitch, swing and a miss. 6'2", 160. Just a sophomore class member. Here comes a pitch from Robbins, low for a ball. Landon Arthur, 6'2", 160. Right-handed pitcher, listed also as an outfielder. Stepping back into the rubber, working 2 feet on the rubber. Bren Robbins, here comes the delivery. Breaking pitch, low for a ball. Jackson Kane plays it well. They'll ask for a new baseball. Kind of reminds you of Victory Field. Ball hits the dirt. They need a new ball for dirt in the seams. Indianapolis Indians home game tonight. First one of the season. His first game of the season. Pitch comes in. Strike three. We'll jog back to the dugout. Stepping into bat. Pretty good sized young man. The DH, Sam Smolik. Sam Smolik wears number 25. Has some pretty good wheels for a good sized young man. He's going to foul that off right side. Tried to check his swing. Couldn't get a check. Got part of the bat. Veered out by the nice dugout. Count goes 0-1. A step back in. Ball's made live. Bren Robbins. Second pitch to Smolik. Breaking pitch across the dish. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looks at signal. Bren Robbins. Breaking pitch. He'll drive one to the center field area. It's going to be called for in center field by the Knights. And he's got a lot of mud on that uniform. He makes the catch. And the Knights going to capture this ball game 6-1. These two ball games, two teams, I should say, will play again tomorrow. And I believe that we'll double check out there with Tyler Fox in center field. Against the medium five, he makes the final catch of the game. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. And again, tomorrow night, these two teams slated to play at Twin Lakes High School at Monticello. We hope you'll join us. And on 5:30 scheduled start time, please stay tuned. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. And I tell you what, she is an official aficionado. She was helping quite a bit last night for putting me in sports kind of stuff, and we're thankful. So no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.
Hey, post game after Twin Lakes, post boarding. I say, what? A little bit chilly, but a more methodical baseball game.
Yeah, I thought our guys did a good job of putting the ball in play. We really executed our bunt game well, forced them to make some throws, and they weren't able to do it. So that was kind of the difference in the ball game tonight. We got some guys on and moving around with the bunt and forced them to make some plays, and it worked out in our favor.
Francis Mina, he went almost five innings. He didn't pitch too bad.
No, he didn't. You know, his defense didn't help him. And like I said, they threw a couple bunts away that, you know, were kind of game changers. And, you know, I thought that give our kids credit. I thought they did a good job of battling and putting some pressure on them.
Well, you guys withstood the rain. You must have had a good meteorologist.
Yeah, we knew it was going to stop somewhere around 6 o'clock, but, field conditions were pretty wet and slow, and we thought, tried to play that into our favor, hit the ball on the ground and bunt the ball, and it definitely worked out tonight.
You got a game you're going to play tomorrow. It's going to be the same two teams. Hopefully it's going to be able to be played. You're going to be at Monticello.
Yeah, we'll be in Monticello tomorrow. So, you know, last year we beat them the first game of the series, and then had a little let down, and they came in and took it to us in game two. So we got to be ready to go. I know Twin Lakes will be ready to go as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.